Hello, hello, and welcome to Self-Care is Sexy. My name is Chris, and I'll be your host. We are a weekly podcast that's here to generate and share self-care ideas with each other. Last week, I shared a few ideas on how to get some post-election self-care in. And it's really kind of funny to me. I had all these great plans to bring you an interview I've done with my sister while I was recently visiting Dallas. But, you know, the election and all the news that just keeps pouring in, it didn't turn out that way. It didn't turn out the way I planned. So it just seemed more relevant to talk about the election and, you know, share some love with the community and give back some tips on how to deal with the loss. So I made the decision that I can release the interview with my sister at a later time, although I hate to keep it from you because it's totally packed with amazing content and you guys are just going to love her. I just wanted to follow my heart and respond accordingly last week. And so for this week, it's kind of a similar situation. I had the plans to bring you an amazing interview I had with Heather from the Half Size Me podcast and community, and that's coming up for sure. But I decided that I wanted to follow up last week's show with what I've come to understand as the answer on how we're going to move forward after this, you know, post-election bombshell. And I want to speak from the heart today and follow that instinct. So today I'm going to be talking about art. I want to share with you why and how art is the way through this incredibly uncertain times. And so this week's show, I'm talking about art as a form of self-care, as a means for activism, and as a way to really make what's important to you a priority. So good stuff coming up. But first, a few quick housekeeping announcements. Number one, I am going to be rolling out the Cut the Sugar campaign to you guys. There's a flyer on my website that you can check out. It's at www.selfcareissexy.com. And I'll be talking about it in an upcoming episode. I just want to give you guys an idea on what's coming up and what to expect. Number two, I mentioned my sister's interview that I did. That'll be coming out soon. And you guys, you're going to want to check this out. She's got some really great tips and tricks on how she is able to make self-care a priority. And she shares her amazing perspective with us. So that's coming up, as well as I mentioned, Heather from the Half Size Me community is coming up. I love that podcast. I listen to it as a part of my own self-care. It's a great show that helps with like the eating and the wellness part of self-care. So look forward to that rolling out. And last but not least, just a heads up, we are hosting another Self-Care is Sexy brunch on the 18th of December. So if you like supporting local businesses, eating healthy, locally grown food, talking about self-care with others and all of that, just like us on Facebook for all the details. Okay, so for today's show, we're going to be talking about art as a form of self-care. I'm going to give you some ideas on how to get some self-care art going on, and I'm going to share with you the 10 different ways that art can help that healing. So first, I want to let you know kind of how I came about this topic or why I'm spending some time on it. So it was pretty much, you know, after the election results and being freaked out of my mind, as I know a lot of people are right now, about what this Trump administration means for the future of our community. I instinctively went to the people in my life that I look up to, you know, for some kind of advice, like what the hell do we do now, right? How do we possibly get through this like outrageously scary and completely uncertain times, right? So I went to the people that I really trust. Well, I mean, first I cried a ton and I went for like a super long run, and then I think I went to the movies like to completely check out. But eventually, I made it to the people that matter the most to me in my life that I look up to for advice. You know, I went to my mom, I went to my pastor at church, and I went and talked to my therapist because I look up to those people for guidance, right? And each of them all said the exact same thing. In their own little way. Now they're completely different sources, right? And I've asked these people at completely different times. Yet they all said the exact same thing. And it just really struck me, like, at my core. I was like, WTF, you know? Like, how is this possible? They all said, I don't know. And that kind of scared me, like, out of my mind. You know, the people that we look up to for advice when they don't have the answers, it's like panic goes through the roof. It's like, what? The people that always guide me and always have the solutions, they don't know what to do? And the most unsettling was probably my pastor at church. And, you know, I haven't been to church in like a million years or something like that. And I really only go when it's like times like this, times of crisis. And there's, you know, a situation that I need direction on. But I really appreciated his openness and his honesty. Because there he was in front of the congregation on Sunday talking about how the election outcome, it made him really question his faith. Because the faith of our church says that we should be loving and compassionate to everyone. Everyone, even the part of America that says, you know, racism, sexism, and homophobia, those aren't deal breakers when it comes to electing a leader of this country. And there are actually people who believe that I do not have the same rights as they do because of who I am, something I cannot control. And that scares me. And our faith says that I have to love them. I have to love them anyway. So when my pastor stood up and said, you know, I don't know. I don't know how we're going to get through this. It was hard to swallow. And now it shook me. It's not easy, you know, when we're angry and we're upset and we're hurting, we still have to give compassion and love to those people that aren't giving it back, right? So, you know, after going to the people that I look up to and really searching for an answer on what I should do next and having everyone basically shrug their shoulders and say, I don't know, I sat with it and I started looking inward and I came up with my own answer. Now, this might not be the right answer for you on how you're going to move forward or how you're going to be dealing with a self-care crisis, but for me, it was a beautiful, resounding, simple answer. Art. Art is the answer. Self-expression is the key out of this mess. Art is how we're going to connect and heal and accentuate what's already great about our country. We're all going to find that one thing that makes our heart sing, and we're going to do the fuck out of that thing. We're going to find the very thing that makes us completely unique, that is just for us. And we are going to milk the hell out of that and share and support everyone else we know who is brave enough to do the same thing. And so for me, that means, you know, writing this book quicker than ever. That means going out and supporting local bands and artists. That means buying locally this holiday season. And it means budgeting your wish list. It also means perhaps crafting and doing some art for the holidays. So you get how this came about. Okay, so I want to give you guys some quick tips on how you're going to get your self-care art on. We've got three different projects that you can start today for little to no money whatsoever. But first, I want to kind of lay the foundation and let you know I came up with 10 different ways that art is important and what it can help do for you. So, number one, art helps jumpstart the creative process. You know, when we're faced with giant problems, we have got to get creative on how we're going to react and protect each other's civil liberties in this really uncertain time. And doing art and being exposed to art gets those creative juices flowing. You literally access parts of your brain that are normally shut down. Art is so powerful how it can, you know, stimulate new thinking and new ideas. Number two, art, it helps you explore your feelings. When you're engaged in creating art, no matter what the medium is, be it drawing and painting or sculpting or writing or photography, whatever it is, art makes you feel. It accesses not only the different parts of your brain that stimulate new thinking, but it also speaks to our hearts. Now, when's the last time you went to the art museum or you went out to hear live music or attend a poetry reading? I mean, art is all around us. I don't care where you're at. if you look hard enough, you're going to be exposed to it. And that's going to make you feel. It's going to bring it up. And of course, creating art by yourself and doing art allows you to get your feelings out. It brings them to the surface. Maybe a way you can start to explore your feelings about this election and kind of what it means to you and how it's affected you is by simply starting a painting of what it is. Just as an idea, as a way to get started. You know, art, number three, art helps reconcile our emotional conflicts. It's this beautiful tool that makes us first go inward, you know, and come out with questions and come out with different perspectives. When you have a project that you're working on and you get stumped or you hit like writer's block or you hit, you know, like you're not coming up with the creativeness anymore, you develop skills on how to reconcile those inner conflicts by creating new pathways through and around getting that project done. You know, what I love most about art is that it shoves a giant mirror in your face and says, what do you see? And number four, art helps foster self-awareness. So looking into that mirror that art shoves in our face, you're going to start to see yourself better. A great way to illustrate this is ask, you know, have you ever gone to see some art or been exposed to some kind of art and it made you uncomfortable? Or maybe you felt like, I just don't get it. I don't see why people like this. Like, what makes that art? Just interacting with that art, it makes you take a peek inside yourself. It makes you start to develop a relationship with yourself and you start to think about, you know, why is that particular piece uncomfortable to look at, or why are you so drawn to a specific piece of art, whether it's a painting or a song or something like that. It makes you interact with yourself just by being. Number five, art does help manage our behavior. Whether you're engaged in actually making an art project or you're just staring at it from afar, it really helps to manage our behavior and how we interact with other people. It helps you to regulate your feelings by returning back to it over and over again. You know, doing art makes you manage your behavior by giving you a focus, by giving you a point that when you're engaged in looking at it or experiencing it, you're focused on the moment, the present moment, and how you react to it and what art makes you feel. In addition, number six, art helps with addiction problems. A lot of therapists out there are using art therapy as a form of addiction control. If you have a project or a class or something you're working on, it can be kind of like replacement therapy. And the beauty of art is that it helps us to expand ourselves without the assistance of substances. Number seven, art helps us develop our social skills. You know, as you work with art, you share art, you see art, you create art, you're gonna run into other people. And it's inevitably going to develop your social skills. You're gonna have to interact. And even just interacting with the art, you are developing a skill by just interacting with it yourself. And by sharing the art you've created, you learn how to interact with others. You engage with them. You learn about their techniques. Maybe reach out to them, and you develop your listening skills by hearing how they made the art or what it meant to them or what does this piece mean to you. And you also engage your empathy when you're looking at art, regardless of whether or not there are other people for you to share it with. It's mind-blowing. Number eight, art improves your reality orientation. So this is a little bit of a difficult thing to explain, but basically reality is a difficult thing to navigate, especially for those of us who, you know, maybe live on the fringe and question everything and get really deep into it. And art brings us to a different place where we can look at something or hear something or simply interact with the art and have our minds completely blown, have our worlds turned upside down because we saw something that affected us and we don't know why or we don't know how, and it kind of changes your outlook on everything. Number nine, art absolutely reduces anxiety. I know this for a fact. One of the projects that I'm going to be sharing with you guys here in a minute, I've been using this as a tool to reduce my own anxiety several times. You know, The great thing about art is that it takes you out of the worrying and it forces you to be in the present moment. Whether you're creating the art yourself by like writing a new poem or a new hit song or painting a picture, maybe creating a collage or just doodling, whatever you're doing, or whether you're observing art, in that present moment, you are focusing all your thoughts to that present moment of either observing it or creating it. And you just take a beat from like that racing, what if, rats running around your head, kind of anxiety escalating behaviors. It helps it reduce by simply focusing you. And last but not least, art absolutely increases your self-esteem. It improves your self-esteem just like it helps you become more self-aware. You develop a sense of accomplishment when you're working on art. Self-esteem it's a challenging thing to obtain all on its own. It's not an easy feeling to cultivate. And unfortunately, it's very fleeting. You might increase your self-esteem, but it's challenging to sustain it. But creating art, even if no one ever loves it or buys it or gets it or whatever, it helps you generate those good feelings about your own ability to create something, to take an idea or a vision and make it come to life. It builds self-trust. It helps you build a healthy relationship with your self-image. So those are some 10 ways that art can be self-care, and I just want to go back over them with you real quick. And if you're not able to jot this down, don't worry. All of this information can be found at the website, www.selfcareissexy.com. So number one was art helps jumpstart the creative process. Number two, art helps you explore your feelings. Number three, it helps to reconcile your emotional conflicts. Number four, it absolutely fosters self-awareness. Number five, art helps us to manage our behaviors. Number six, it also helps with addictions. Number seven, art helps us develop our social skills. Number eight, it improves our reality orientation. Number nine, it absolutely reduces anxiety. And number 10, it helps to create our self-esteem. Okay, so now you can see how art is totally the self-care solution. But let's say you think to yourself right now, like, I get it, Chris, but I'm not good at art. I can't make art. I'm not good at drawing or painting or whatever. Well, the reality is you don't have to be. I came up with three different projects to just kind of get you back into art if you've been away for a while. Even if you're not an artist, I really hope you'll try these out because they're kind of art-light projects, if you will. And I would love, love, love to see what you guys create as a result of this episode. And I really hope that you guys will share them with me so I can take a look. Number one, Zentangle. And that's spelled Zentangle. It's an easy to learn method of just creating these beautiful images from repetitive patterns. It's incredibly fascinating new art form. That's really fun. It's relaxing. And it increases your focus and your creativity. Zentangle provides this like artistic satisfaction and an increased sense of like personal well-being. You can Google it. There are like books and websites to get you started. I've linked one to my resources page of the website. And this is the method I was talking about earlier, the one that's really helped me. I've found when my anxiety starts like shooting through the roof, I'll just kind of check out and do a little bit of Zentangle, and really it's brought me back down from like freak out mode several times. So I highly recommend that. The second project that I recommend you trying is called Kamikaze Poetry. So Kamikaze Poetry is something I've been doing for, you know, 20 years now. It's basically you start a poem, maybe you write like two or three lines, you send it to a friend. You could even start one with me if you'd like, and you basically create kind of like it's like a telephone game of poetry. Like I said, you start out by writing two or three lines and then you pass it along and they can add to it and send it back, or send it on to someone else, and you just keep adding to it. I love it. It's absolutely fun. And, you know, there are entire books and collections of kamikaze poetry. I have like 3 or 4 that are currently going on right now with different people. If you'd like to join me, if that sounds like something that would be really fun for you, just shoot me an email and I'll get you on the list. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, at selfcareissexy.com. The third little project that you can get started today creating art is the playlist. So this is a form of artwork, even if you don't think it is, but creating playlists of all the songs that like help you have specific feelings is going to super empower you. And it's an easy way to create something. And that's the whole point. If art is not your thing, you don't feel like you're good at it, you can start with the playlist, the Zentangle, or the kamikaze poetry as kind of a way to dip your toe in the pond, so to speak. Now, if you're already an artist and this is already a part of your self-care, put your art out there to share with everybody and support everyone around you who's doing the same thing, because right now it is so imperative that we engage in helping to promote and support each other's art and self-expression. So, you know, you can go out and do any of those 3 projects very easily. There's some easy way to get your art on. And if you create something as a way of expressing how you're feeling, you know, again, make sure you share it with us. We'd love to have you on the show. Maybe sharing and talking about your art as a way of self-care, how it's helped you. Okay, next week, that's it for today, you guys. I really appreciate all your time. I hope you go out there and get your art on and get that self-care in that you need. Next week, we're going to be talking with Heather from the Half Size Me community, just in time for Thanksgiving, so look for that. And we've got a DIY project coming up for the holidays that you can do on the cheap that's going to help you with your self-care, as well as encourage those around you to practice their own self-care. So that's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. If you have a story and you'd like to share, you want to be on the show, let me know. Send me an email. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, at selfcareissexy.com. All right, you guys, we have some really great content coming your way, so stay tuned. And remember that self-care is sexy. We're giving you permission to put yourself first.